Blog Talk Radio.
They used to tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick, mortar, and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, he will look swell, full of that Yankee doodle dum. Half a million boots went marching through hell, and I was a kid with a drum. Hey, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al, Al all the time. Hey, don't you remember? I'm your pal. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a railroad, I made it run, and I made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Hey, brother, ain't got a dime about you, have you? And once I built a tower, yes, a tower to the sun, of brick, mortar, and lime. Yes, I'm the fella built the tower, and now it's done. Hey, buddy, ain't got a dime about you, have you? Once in khaki suits, he will look swell, full of that Yankee doodle-dee-dum. Half a million boots went marching through hell, and I was a kid with a drum. Say, don't you remember? Don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al, Al all the time. Don't you remember? I'm your pal. Brother, can you spare a dime?
When that song was first sung by Al Jolson, the tower to the sun was the Empire State Building. $15 a day was great pay. And the streets were lined with guys that couldn't get the job. There were 3,400 Americans up on the girders. No gear, no safety lines, just the hat they put on the way to work. And they were up there on those girders, and the people across the street in line were waiting for somebody to fall off so they could go and apply for the job. The water boy made $5. And they showed a picture of a water boy who had tripped when he was up there, you know, maybe about 70, 80 stories up. And he dropped his water bucket and he panicked and he was gripping the girder. And two guys walked out to help him and get him back on his feet and get him to safety. Yeah, if you didn't come home from work that day, there was no insurance. There was nothing. Welfare was a bag of flour. Yeah. So, welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and the radio show, Spirit of America Party. We're going to talk about cabbages and kings today. When I was growing up, I just got a flashback. I'll share it with you. And you sat at my father's table. You had to have manners. If you got out of line, you got if it was Thanksgiving, you got to eat the turkey from the inside. You didn't mess at my father's table. As I got older and thought I could take him, I was sitting at his table, and it was his table. And I was giving him dirty looks. Oh, no, he was looking at me, and I was giving him dirty looks back, and I said to him, as a wise ass, "What are you looking at?" And instead of him flying over the table and mashing my potatoes, he responded, and he was a man of few words. He responded with this: "A cat can look at a king, can't it?" Well, man, he disarmed me. Unbelievable. You never know where a Shakespeare is when you're walking around the house. We've got some. Last night, if you listened to my show, I pulled a Paul Revere, and I announced that the first president in the United States to attack at the Catholic Church is Osama bin Laden, and that he is starting to fence with them, and they have responded in kind with 41 lawsuits, and it looks like, as they say in Persia, the fit has hit the shan. And so the way that the communists are going to respond is they're going to trot out the pedophile priest thing, hoping to badger the church into silence. But my money's on Cardinal Dolan and Pope Benedict. And so what they're doing is they're doing the Butler scandal in the Vatican. Big Butler scandal. Nobody knows what it is yet. Yeah. The Butler turned out to be a maid? No. Yeah. Big scandal. Cardinal Ratzinger, who is 85 years old. He's had a Butler, this Butler for 6 years, and apparently he's leaking information. I wonder if that'll be like that homosexual soldier that was a private and he was in charge of all of the secrets in the Pentagon. And he released them to WikiLeaks, and his excuse for doing it was that the gays in the military weren't getting fair treatment. So he released 80,000 emails to the Soviet Union. You think it's Russia, but I got news for you. And the leopard never changes its spots. It's still the Soviet Union. And I'm sure there's a lot of Russians here that would agree with me, and they're glad to be here. But they're getting worried because we might be turning into Soviet Union 2. So here's some news while they're going to get ready to... they're going to get ready to destroy the Catholic Church. They're going to throw up the pedophile priest reruns. And the church is going to probably say, bring it on. And it's going to get nasty. I think the church is tired of turning the other cheek. But something came to mind as I see this shaping up, you know, this assault on the Catholic Church led by Obama the Unmerciful. I opened up the New York Post blog site today, and here's what I read. A Brooklyn high school English teacher was supposed to be tutoring a 16-year-old student, instead applied him with pot and repeatedly had sex with him in her school office. Now, this isn't the first time. I heard of a situation where kids were having sex in the classroom and the teacher was asleep. The boy's lawyer charged yesterday. My thought is, if the Catholic Church is riddled with sin, what shape are the public schools in? Yeah. Do you know what the age for oral sex is in public school? In the hallway? Fifth grade. Check it out. Put your Sherlock Holmes hat on. Check it out. This one is good. Somebody sent me this. First, I'll tell you this one. This is Don't Do Drugs. You hear that commercial? That girl's got a voice that annoys you. I love her. She says, don't do drugs. Drugs are bad. Don't do drugs. You make your mother sad. And I add, don't do drugs. You'll look like a donkey. Smoke government weed. You'll end up a junkie. And everyone who ever OD'd started with government weed. Where Mayor Bloomberg endorses government weed. And we're going to get into him because he's having a crackdown on coke. Well, anybody that's doing more than 16 ounces of coke. Yeah, remind me, it's called, that's the title of the show tonight. It's called The Stakeout, Steakout. So, having said that, let me find the one that, in lieu of flowers, somebody sent this to me today. I thought it was great. In lieu of flowers. And here's what it says. Daniel's a funeral home since 1895. Mr. Donald Charles Unsworth, age 78, of Charlton Street, Rome, died Monday following a brief illness. A memorial service will be held Friday at 1 p.m. in the Thomas B. Griffin Memorial Chapel of Daniel's Funeral Home, with Reverend Bert Brooks officiating. The family will receive friends Thursday evening from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. At other hours, they may be contacted at the residence. In lieu of flowers, the family respectfully asked that donations be sent to the American Cancer Society or to the campaign of whoever is running against Barack Obama in 2012. How's that? Rome, Georgia. Strike a blow for freedom from the grave. You did it, buddy. Fantastic. Let me jump to a tune, and when we come back, we'll see. Well, here's another part of that, part two of that Catholic Church scandal. Oh, that's the same one. Okay, that's the same one. There is another one. There is a guy who scored sex with a teacher and won $400 in a bet with the other students. Yeah. And they have rubber rooms, and everybody's asking, why the rubber rooms? So let's see if we can give you a nice tune. Yeah, that's a nice one. We'll give you the Spinners, being that we're spinning.
Son of a kind.
Here's a blog I did on the 29th, and it was based on something I saw in the paper on the 19th of May, when Occupy Chicago, when the communists that covered their faces like Al-Qaeda were running rampant. And the Pentagon ordered no uniform wearing in Chicago. They told all the GIs, you can't wear your uniform. Why don't they have a, why didn't they issue 30 caliber machine guns and say, we're enacting the stand your ground, don't touch my uniform law? Yeah, we're a nation of wusses, man, we're wussified. You have to play it. So here's how I responded. You have to play it safe in a foreign country. They don't like the U.S. military. The best thing to do is hide out with the president at Camp David. He knows Chicago. He won't be spit on. It's a campaign year, and his demo camo stooges may not recognize him. Besides, the military is in trouble. 60,000 troops were trapped in Fort Hood by a very religious Muslim who had to call the and we had to call the cops. Major Hassan just got a Pentagon promotion for preaching jihad, the greatest Muslim sacrament. It's like communion to a crusader. Oh, sorry, not supposed to say crusade, like General Eisenhower wrote crusade in Europe. It might be offensive to a very religious Muslim. The big debate today among the Pentagonians is should we try the 5 and 911 Muslims separately because they're too noisy in court. Why not? Surely we will hang them separately. We can't hang all five together with one noose. How would that look? Besides, if we tell them we are hanging five, they may think they're going surfing. If 48 senators voted to burn the flag and kill American babies, are they jihadists too? If a man takes an oath in front of God to love, honor, and obey in sickness and in health and drives his wife to suicide, did he break the vow? If a politician whose wife is dying or planning to die abandons her for another woman, has he broken his oath? You see John Edwards today doing a scene from Othello? He fell in love with this baby, the one he had out of lockjaw. Yeah. I wonder how many times he's been to the cemetery without a camera crew. You buy it. I'm not. Will he do the same when he takes the oath to defend the USA? I think so. Don't you? Harry Truman asked, if a man can't be faithful to his family, how can he be faithful to his country? If you go to any old age home, you will find an oath keeper watching over the vow he took till death do us part. I'm going to miss that greatest generation. Just thought I would tell you that. They set a lot of examples. They came from hard times. No candy asses. And on that building of the Empire State Building, it took a year. And I wonder if that building could take the hit of those two jets that went into the towers. I know it took the hit of a B-29. And it just creaked a little. So having said that, let's see what this is. This is the UN and how they're trying to take over the United States. It's one of the goals of the Communist Party, you know, to use the UN to infiltrate and control the United States. Anything that has to do with the UN must be avoided like a plague. Let's face it, the UN is a tool of communism with Islamo-Marxism a close second. NATO is obsolete and a cheap excuse for American dirty work. When we do our PC fighting, we hide under the NATO image. And when we don't want to take action, we run to the molasses division at the UN. By the time the UN gets its act together, all of Syria will be gone. Clinton used the UN to murder 950,000 Rwandans. Kofi Annan should be in jail. 911 was Clinton's work. He gave us good economy and free funerals. His legacy was America's leprosy. Look at the European allies. everyone laid down for Hitler. The only strong ally is Germany and Poland. They're the only ones not communist. England went communist when they fired Churchill. France is communist with an aperitif. Italy is gone. Did you see the last Greek protest? For every 100 communist flags, there was one Greek cross, the blue and white flag. You don't have to be poor to be a communist. You can look at that right now. Our president is a communist. He's not poor. George Soros is a communist. He's not poor. All his string pullers are communists, and they're all fat cats. There are at least 75 communists in Congress, and to me, anyone who votes to burn my flag is a communist. And that tells me 48 senators, including Mitch McConnell, are communists. 125 Viet Congress mice hate this country, but take the tax check. Today they had a vote on killing girls. Stop the killing of girls in abortion clinics. They call it gendercide, where the mother wants a boy and authorizes the extraction of the girl. You know how they do that, right? And there was Hannity played the whole thing today on his show, and he had a lawyer, a woman on, a liberal. I don't know. Don't say liberal. Liberal is, to me, is communist. I'm a liberal. I like a liberal amount of sugar. I like a liberal amount of soda, 17 ounces and above. I'm a liberal. I like a liberal amount of kisses, a double beso. But these people that call themselves liberals, give me a break. They're all communists. So this lawyer, this woman lawyer says, well, and Sean says, what about partial birth abortion? And she says, well, if it's 8 months and 2 weeks, I'm against it. What about 8 months and a week? You know, this is like God talking to Lot about saving Sodom and Gomorrah. And what do you say? If there's 50 good men there, will you spare the city? And God said, yeah, God knew the answer already. There was nobody there that was worth saving but Lot. And anyway, so she says, yeah, you could kill him up to 8 months and 2 weeks. And then that's where I draw the line. Thanks a lot, lady. I often joke that when I go into a hotel, I ask to see the owner, and if she's a woman, I ask her if she's pro-life. And if she says no, she's pro-choice, I don't stay in that hotel because I like to sleep like a baby. Anyone who says we should place American troops under NATO or the UN is a communist. Have you noticed that the casualty count has been muzzled by Obama? 5 NATO troops died 2 days ago in a firefight or a back shoot. Their names and countries will be announced later. Don't bother. I know they are Americans. And they are an American mother's national treasure. Do not think for a second if our communists in the House and the Senate and Oval Office of State Department could mandate that the Marine Corps must wear UN blue helmets, they would not hesitate to celebrate. On guard, America, it's time to rise up and vote out those who never serve but only serve up disunity. It does not matter your color, your religion. I may never have you to dinner and vice versa. But once we lose this country, and no one will take us in as freemen. Besides, we are American, and it is time to let the spirit rise. Walk away from the dividers, shun the short sellers, and unite for the greater good. One nation under God, not the UN. And if it says UN on it, scrap it. And if you Google the 45 goals of the Communist Party that was read into the congressional record in the 60s, you will see that all of the goals have been reached, including taking of Panama by the Chinese. Hang in there. We'll give you another tune. And then I'm going to try and brighten your day. We've got 33 minutes left. So let's see. Nana is too long a song. It's a nice Brazilian song. Here's one. Here's one for Love Lost. what's the saying? Better to have loved than lost than never loved at all. Let me do it again. Number one retailer and the biggest seller of firearms in the United States is dropping out of a U.S. conservative advocacy group that has been a lightning rod over voting in gun laws. Walmart said late Wednesday it is suspending membership in the American Legislative Council, which the retailer joined in 1993. It sparked controversy recently because of its involvement in voting laws and in Stand Your Ground gun laws, including the one under scrutiny in the Florida killing of unarmed 17-year-old terrorist. Yeah, that'll get everybody upset. No, I'm only kidding. Trayvon Martin, in February, was killed by a Hispanic who was labeled a white guy. Because the media wanted to start a race war because they weren't selling enough papers. Well, good luck to you, Walmart. I'm sure that you know what you're doing. But if they ever pass a law that you can't buy made in China, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. Now, let's see what else we were going to talk about here. Oh, I don't want to do that. Do I want to do that? Let me see. Terrible. I don't know who guys can marry today, and I don't know who girls can marry. All the guys are at the T-bars putting dollars in places that dollars don't belong. And it's really sad. And all the girls are looking for the bow tie boys with no clothes on. What are we going to do? We're losing our country. We're losing our morals. We're losing our spirituality. We've got a drug problem. And the mayor wants to sell us more drugs. Unbelievable. So anyway, speaking of the mayor, Little Caesar came out today, and he issued a decree that the whole world should be enrolled. Yeah, unbelievable, man. This guy has done more damage to New York. He's like one of these guys, you know, he kills you with kindness, but it's really not kindness. It's make-believe kindness. He wanted to get the bicycle vote, so he took all the cars that were parked on this, next to the sidewalk, and he made them park in the middle of the street so that Le bicyclette could ride it down on the long side for three feet wide. And everybody with the bicyclette is now very happy. And unless they're getting run over by those yellow taxis. Those taxis, man, they look like they're hunting. They don't look like they're shopping for riders. They look like they're out there hunting for guys on bicycles. Unbelievable, man, what this guy had done to the city. He turned it into a... Giuliani did the best for the New York City. Those guys that were trying to wipe your windshield with a dirty rag and threatening you, playing the race card. Yeah, and I'll get you. I'll get you if you don't let me do your windshield. And Giuliani made them all disappear. All of a sudden, they were all gone. All the hookers on 48th Street. They moved up to 59th Street. Yeah, they were all gone. All of the porn was gone. All the seedy guys were gone. And Giuliani turned New York City into an Isle of Joy. We'll take Manhattan. And now Mayor Bloomberg has decided that he is going to be Simon of Legree. He has issued two edicts. One, he's declared war on fat kids. And two, he is going to ration salt and sugar. Maybe he's doing commodities. I don't know. What does Bloomberg News say? Unbelievable. He is going to outlaw anybody who drinks over 16 ounces of Coca-Cola. He's declaring war on Coca-Cola and Pepsi. Yeah. What a guy. What a guy. Do you know the Fiorello LaGuardia? The Little Flower, he was called. Probably because he was a saint. He used to go out on fire calls at night. He was a fire buff. He liked to ride with the guys that were working on the job. And on Sundays, he would read the kids' comics. You know what the kids are getting today on Sundays? Porn. They're getting porn. Instead of going to the 11 o'clock mass, they're watching MTV. And that's why we're losing our country. Anybody can walk in and take it over. Who are you going to get to fight for you? The guys that you're putting in jail because they're shooting back? You think they're going to come to your rescue? Maybe they will. Maybe they got a little bit of love left. But anyway, it got so bad that Mayor Bloomingdale, I call him Mohammed Bloomingdale, the wazir. He's not a mayor, he's a wazir. And he's the keeper of the salt and the guardian of the P kiosk, the 911 P kiosk. Yes. Mayor Mohammed Bloomingdale. He used to ride the train with his bicycle and bump it into people. Yeah. And then somebody made fun of him, so he gave his bicycle to a kid and sold it to him for $900. And the kid's paying him in installments. Yeah, give me a break. Mayor Bloomingdale. Mohammed Bloomingdale. Yes, we all have to get along. We all have to love one another. Except anybody that's fat. Now, I can't say fat. That's not a polite word. But you know what I mean. So tonight I'm going to pass a law. And the law is going to be, if you're doing more than 16 ounces of coke, oh, the white powder, no problem. We're going to tax that right after we put the tax on the marijuana. No, I'm talking about the cola. If you're doing 16 ounces of cola, you're legal. But if you go 17 ounces, you can be busted. Busted for coke. And if you're eating too many hamburgers and fries, we got our eye on you. And that's the name of the show tonight. It's called The Stakeout. STEAKOUT. Picture of Burger King. And it's just a nice, normal a day. And there are construction workers working on the street. There's the mailman walking up and down. There's a Salvation Army bell ringer that got thrown out of Target that's outside of Burger King. And there's a violinist. There are some electrical workers. There's a couple of guys on the telephone poles. And there are two snipers up on the roof, SWAT team. And then it turns out that everybody that's out there in that scene, they're all part of the SWAT team. They're undercover. There's even one sanitation cop who's hiding in a garbage can. He's undercover. And they're waiting. They're waiting to make the big collar of the day. And around the corner whistling comes a 10-year-old fat kid. And he walks up the steps at the Burger King. And just as he gets in the door, one of the guys on the radio says, "That's it, we got them all, move in." And the SWAT team goes in to Burger King. And they round up all the fat kids. And they bring them out, and they have a special van to take them to for booking. And they bring out the kids, and the kids have the coats over their heads. And one kid gets stopped. They have a scale just before they go on, and they weigh them. And if they're overweight, they're going right to court, you know. So they weigh them. They make a note of how many pounds the kid weighs. And then there's a cop there, and he's got one kid, and he says, "Son, what do you have there behind your back?" "Kid, it's a cheeseburger." He says, "Son, you know, you're not supposed to be eating cheeseburgers. What's behind you? What's in your other hand?" "Is it fries?" "Son, how many pounds are you, son?" "I'm 87. "Son, you're under arrest. You have a right to remain silent. You have a right to remain silent. Sergeant, arrest this man. Read him his merengue rights." "No, don't do this to me. Don't do this to me. It won't play. No, I had it. I had it." Well, just for that, you're going to get without a song. Oh, then none of them are playing. Oh, there we go. Let's try merengue right now.
Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song, that feel of gold.
You're under arrest, Sergeant. Read this man his merengue rights.
Para aquellos que se quejan tanto, para aquellos que solo critican, para aquellos que usan las armas, para aquellos que nos contaminan, para aquellos que hacen la guerra, para aquellos que viven pecando, para aquellos que nos maltratan, para aquellos que nos contagian.
You understand the rights that we just read you in English? Unbelievable. Yep, so that's it, the stakeout. I did it about a year and a half ago. I did it pretty good, and I was trying to do it from memory, but I guess I needed to brush up on it. Anyway, let's go back and take a look and see what other kind of news we got. Anybody making any headlines? Home path property. Interest rates are way down, aren't they? Back off Bloomberg. Oh, that's by Glenn Beck. Glenn skips his own show but crashes real news. He's on the road tonight. Bloomberg bans sugary drinks. What is it New Yorkers love about Mayor Bloomberg? He tells them what they can and cannot eat. You know what? I got to tell you. I went into an Italian restaurant, and it's the first time there was no salt on the table. And I looked around, there was no salt on anybody's tables. You know what? He hasn't even passed the law, no salt on the table, and already the restaurants are trying to get ahead of him because they don't know what's coming next. I think I'm going to go in one day with a 17 ounces of Coca-Cola and a cigarette in my mouth. I may take up smoking just to be a rebel. Unbelievable. Planned Parenthood endorses Barack Obama. Yeah, that's great, isn't it? And he was talking to all the black churches. I feel sorry for the black churches. They have a tough... I'm not talking about the Sharpton or the Jackson churches or the Reverend Wright. $5 million home on Lake Michigan paid for by the parishioners. I'm not talking about the sucker churches. I'm talking about those small churches that you see where the congregation sings God's praises all day long, and it's aunties and grandmas that run the show and little kids. And I flash back to Whitney Houston, who used to sing in a choir. And I said, when she passed away, she was happier singing for God at 11 years old than she was at the top of the charts. Think about that one. Think about that one. The real Obama, not a fake one. Want to know about that? Nah. We already know he's a fake. I got to tell you that. What was that guy's name? Was it Wilson? That shouted out, "You're a liar." I gotta describe this picture to you. It haunts me. The title of the picture, I put the title on there. "My Daddy Died for Us." It's a little girl. She's so fragile. She reminds me of my grandchild. And a man is supporting her. He's behind her. He's crying. And the woman, there's a woman next to him that's looking on. The man looks like he could be a fallen GI's father. The woman could be his wife, or it could be that little girl's mother. And that little girl is looking right in the eyes of a seasoned military officer who is kneeling in front of her, and he's handing her her father's flag, who died so that you and I could complain about the secondhand smoke. And he gave his life because he saw what happened on 9/11. And not being a liberal, he doesn't debate it, saying 9/11 was an atrocity, but beware of liberals who start off their arguments with something was an atrocity, but. And beware of liberals who get caught stealing and they say they're appalled and shocked. Shocked and appalled. Like the State Department, a liberal who announced the slaughter of the people in that Syrian town where the little children were shot and hacked to death by Bashar al-Assad, Nancy Pelosi's lover. Nancy Pelosi, you remember her trip to Syria when she went to the mosque where she was told that this is the mosque that Jesus, when he returns, is going to come to, and then they're going to begin 40 years of killing Jews. Did you hear that one? Nancy was there getting a picture taken. Yeah, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. The fools are running the asylum.
So, having said that, what else can we talk about? Let's see if I got any hot stuff down here. Last two times of the day were changing. I did this one last night. And I also did my Memorial Day weekend. You, that one you got to Google. You got to go up to my website. Go to the archives. Bad vibes today. Dylan's tune, Times Are Changing, is playing. You know, Obama decorated him. He ushered in the junkie era. So when I'm listening to Bob Dylan, I flash back to a 24-year-old. He's taking his first heroin hit in the New York City park. He ODs, and his friends strip him naked as while he's delirious, and they keep walking him so he doesn't, so his body doesn't shut down. And they give up, and they panic, and they dump him on the ground, and they run from the scene. And the cops arrive, and this is new junkies. This is the beginning of the junkie era. And some people say the cops let them die because they hate junkies. His father, a recovering alcoholic who was dry for 8 years, identifies his only son at the morgue. How's that? How would you like to have that day? It won't be long before Dad goes back on booze. And I know this guy, and you know what saved him and saved his wife from total mental destruction? Four grandchildren gave them back what they lost. And they gave it back to the four grandchildren. And they got new life. At the wake, his junkie friends showed up stoned to see what a dead guy looks like. His mother, a saint, knows nothing of the seedy world of drugs. But because of her depression, later she will be addicted to a sedative that she will use the rest of her life. And you know how that happened? Nobody was paying attention. And she became an addict. And by the time they discovered it, she was an addict for so long that to withdraw would kill her at her age. So she took it the rest of her life. Yes, times are changing, and it started with that generation, and that is when we lost our country. Now we have 2 to 3 generations of junkies. 1 out of 5 Americans is a junkie. Look at Hollywood. Look at the schlock. Look at the flotsam and the jetsam that they look up to, the MTV crap. One junkie destroys the happiness of 5 innocent people. 90% of all crimes are drug-related. You watch any crime, drugs are involved. Chances are, churches are being replaced with rehab centers. Methadone worship. Now we're all up to Oxy. Yes, the latest state-of-the-art. And then there's 2 guys in Miami that were taking bath salts and they started to eat one another. And I heard the girl trying to describe it on the TV, the announcer. And she was retching because she said one guy only had a chin left. Oh my God! And then I watched the Memorial Day tribute, and I flashed back at Tanam. You know who should have got a medal from Obama? The Pakistani doctor that Obama left to die in Pakistan. The guy who gave us Bin Laden. Obama's making a movie. Be sure you put that guy in the movie as they're slicing his feet tonight. And that's another thing. Andy Garcia's got a great movie. You're going to like it. Go see it. They're giving it the Passion treatment. Remember when Mel Gibson came out with The Passion? Oh, well, he's an anti-Semite. He's a drunk. He's a wife abuser. He made $1 billion. Yeah, that's why they complained about him. Yeah, how dare he? And they wouldn't let him put the movie out. He had to go and do it himself. He did the whole thing. Andy Garcia is a good guy. And you got to support the good guys because Hollywood has very few of them. I honestly believe that when Moses came down from, was it Mount Sinai? with the Ten Commandments, and he caught the Hollywoodians are worshiping the golden calf. He threw them out of camp, and they went to Hollywood, and they made the golden Oscar. They melted the calf down. Anyway, get my book, Spirit of America Party, and chapter one is Drugs Suck, because it's the most important chapter in the book. Abortion is in there also. You can't kill kids. One day we're going to stand before the Supreme Court. That's what that lawyer said. She says, well, Roe versus Wade. And the Supreme Court says that it's all right to kill kids. I said, who's on the Supreme Court? Is the Pope on there? Is God on there? Well, then it's not the Supreme Court. Give me a break. The Supreme Court. You ever see Chuck Schumer when they ask about killing kids? I don't know what men are doing. Male politicians talking about defending the right for a woman to kill a kid. I think that if a woman's going to have an abortion, she should ask for her congressman who voted for it to have an abortion too. He doesn't have any ovaries, but you could take his liver out or his kidney. Yeah, and see how quick he changes his tune. Yeah, unbelievable. They give all the dirty work to the women. And then it's odd. It's really sad. Okay, so what were we talking about? We got 6 minutes left. I'll give you a wolf howl. Here's 4 minutes. So, here we are with a couple of minutes to go. I'm reading a blog from the Tea Party. It's by a woman named Marsha Wood. Something crossed my mind when I was listening to that tune about pro-life. You know, there are women that would give anything to be able to have a baby. And they've tried, and they've tried, and they've tried, and they can't. And they've resigned themselves to go through life without children. And here you've got women going to chop shops to eliminate a girl. Nothing wrong with her. No threat to the health of the mother. Her only crime is she's a little girl. That's why I don't believe in using the word fetus. I give them names. And I wish that on 911, when those 200 unborn children died with their mothers, that their relatives didn't give them names and put them on the list. But here's the real Obama, not a fake one. This is by Marsha Wood, grandmother of seven awesome angels. Wake up, America. This is 2012, and we're being placed under lock and key by the one some call Obama. The abuse that African Americans have taken since 2008 is beyond belief. And it's due to the actions of the real Obama, not the fake one. The fake one promised African Americans the whole ball of wax, and better schools, better teachers, jobs, help with their homes being repossessed, transparency, lower taxes. 95% of the African American community voted for him in 2008. We made the same mistake with John Kennedy. And, oh man, I often wonder how we would have done under Barry Goldwater. Still, after the bashing the African Americans have received, the majority will vote for him again in 2012. That's a given. But don't count on the Latinos, because there's going to be, defections? Yeah, they defect. And you want to know why? Because he attacked the Catholic Church. Go figure. Here's what they receive from the greatest snake salesman of all time. It's supposed to be snake oil. High of unemployment, no jobs, homes were repossessed, absolutely no transparency, and horrifically poor conditions in many of their schools due to union control. Obama allowed the unions to take over their schools, and the trickle-down effect has been inferior teachers who pretty much work banker hours for a paycheck and a hefty retirement. Like Maxine Waters insinuated, Obama is MIA most of the time, not spending time in their communities. He's too busy playing footsie with the big bundlers, the unions, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Soros, a special interest groups. This man is very dangerous. This guy is, he could be the villain in a 007 movie, this guy. In fact, there's only one group that's of the biggest threat to the United States. That's the ACLU. When they get finished, there won't be a cross in the country. In fact, he treated them like second-handed citizens, and would prefer handing money out to the gay community than helping his own people. Ooh, that's a nasty shot, huh? Obama told African Americans to take off your bedroom slippers. I remember that. Put on your marching shoes. Shake it off. Stop complaining. Stop grumbling. Stop crying. It's not exactly the type of comment you would expect from the commander-in-chief of America. But after all of the lies and false promises to the African American community, many are still hanging on to his coattails and will obediently vote for him in 2012. Instead of working with other Americans who just want to take back their government and country. They have bought into the class warfare and racism malarkey. Isn't it a time for the sake of their children, grandchildren, and future generations? You want to do something for the kids? Get rid of drugs. You get rid of drugs, you got a paradise on earth here. And future generations to quit hanging on to Obama's false hope and change. He flushed their hope down the toilet in early 2009, and the change that they were promised was nonchalantly tossed out of the White House window because Obama wanted their votes for one reason only. In a nutshell, Obama had plans to put all of us in shacks, give us enough food and water to barely make it from one meal to the next, and take away our God-given freedoms and rights and God. The very people the African community consider their friends and saviors are the culprits who are taking food from their mouths and money from their pockets, laughing all the way to the bank. Reverend Wright's got a $5 million house on Lake Michigan, and he didn't get it by digging ditches. Maxine Waters, Louis Farrakhan, Al Sharpton, Van Jones, Valerie Jarrett, and others are terrorizing the African-American communities. Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam, somebody in that unit that killed Malcolm X. And you know why they killed him? Because he challenged them. He told them they weren't true Muslims. And he had made the Hajj, and he was a different man when he came back. I used to listen to him, and I sympathize with his plight because he came from hard times. And when he took a good look at the Nation of Islam, he didn't like what he saw. And he was exposing them, and he was pulling people away from them. And they killed him in the Audubon Ballroom, 20 blocks from my house. And abusing them to promote a false ideology that has never worked in the history of mankind. The African Americans who plan to vote for Obama in 2012 might want to at least check out some special resources. There are true African American patriots. A girl named Christy Lone Star, Condoleezza Rice, Alan Keyes, Herman Cain. I like Herman Cain. Alan Keyes is very religious and he's very pro-life. Of them all, I like Herman the most. David Axelrod got Herman. Yeah. With the woman that lived across the hall from him. She was the third one out that smeared Herman. She went six states to get Herman, but she never met the David Axelrod who lived across the hall. Come on. Wake up. We know a rat when we smell one. Having said that, I'm going to tell you a joke that was told to me by a five-year-old. It was a knock-knock joke. No, it was a question joke. How did the police arrest a pig? They use ham cups. Hey, that's not bad. Not bad for a five-year-old. Bartender, a champagne. I think we're signing off if I can find my blog site. I hate this computer. This computer hates me. And somebody put a moo-moo on my computer. It moos just at the wrong time. Okay, recording time is over. I'll leave you with a tune. I'm going to give you something that's... Well, let's see, how long is that? We'll give you Babyface and being there killing kids.
Baby.